The recent military clash between India and Pakistan served as a live test of Eastern and Western weaponry. Chinese and Turkish arms outperformed Western-made systems, including those from Israel and France, raising questions about the longest-standing dominance of Western military technology and signaling a shift in the global arms market. Nuclear-armed neighbors India and Pakistan have been locked in a longest-standing military rivalry. In recent years, this competition has moved beyond the bilateral conflict and become part of a wider geopolitical struggle with global powers like the United States, China, Russia, and European countries providing weapons and support to both sides. The most recent military clash between India and Pakistan became a real-time test of their military capabilities. India deployed advanced fighter jets from Western suppliers, but several of its aircrafts were reportedly shot down by Pakistan, including five French-made Mirage fighter jets. Pakistan used Chinese-made jets and defense systems, which appeared to perform more effectively. India faced issues with the maintenance, supply chains, and performance of its Western supplied weapons, while Pakistan benefited from China's willingness to share technology and provide quicker access to military hardware. Pakistan has increasingly relied on Chinese weapons, replacing some of its older American and French equipment. In the latest conflict, Chinese air defense systems used by Pakistan successfully targeted Indian aircraft, raising questions about the effectiveness of Western-made systems. Additionally, Pakistan's use of Chinese surveillance and strike drones gave it an operational edge, while India struggled with its own drone programs. A significant part of the battle involved drone warfare. Turkish-made drones used by Pakistan were reported to be more effective than the Israeli drones used by India. Pakistan's drones were praised for their accuracy and ability to evade Indian defense systems, while the Israeli drones were affected by electronic interference and had operational limitations. Indian forces used Israeli suicide drones, but their overall impact appeared limited. Radar systems were another area where Western technology underperformed. India's Israeli-made radar systems failed to detect or respond effectively to incoming threats, leading to disappointment within Indian defense circles. Overall, the conflict acted as a testing ground for military technology from both Eastern and Western powers. China's weapons, being cheaper, adaptable, and rapidly deployable, gained attention worldwide. Their success in the conflict strengthened China's position as a rising arms exporter, especially in regions like Africa, the Middle East, and Latin America. The war also highlighted the structural challenges India faces in military modernization, such as dependence on multiple foreign suppliers and bureaucratic delays. In contrast, Pakistan's focused partnership with China allowed for faster upgrades. Following the war, the US began efforts to replace France as India's main arms supplier. Washington is pushing to sell American fighter jets to India and promote joint production, aiming to strengthen ties and reduce India's reliance on Russian and French weapons. In summary, the India-Pakistan conflict served as a display of global military technologies, showing a shift in the balance of power. The strong performance of Chinese weapons challenged decades of Western dominance and signaled a broader transformation in the global arms market. The competition now goes beyond the battlefield as world powers try to influence military alignments in South Asia.